Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey everyone, and welcome to a live edition of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would you run Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters? I almost said gifted teens.
No, they are teens.
They're gifted teens. Well, Wolverine's not a teen.
Is Cyclops a teen?
At one point.
Like 30.
Yeah. But he had to be a teen at some point.
Like when he was in the orphanage and then he got the blood. Yeah.
Using that logic, a high school can accept any adult. They've been a teen at some point.
Yeah, well, there's a cutoff period.
Yeah, when you become an adult.
Although, they seem to not.
It's cool to imagine a school, like a real school working like Xavier's Academy, where you leave but then become a teacher. That's the pipeline. I guess that is how some...
Well,
some
I would say that is probably the pipeline to becoming an educator, yeah. You go to school,
yeah.
You graduate...
No, because this is like you go to the same school, you graduate, sure, but then they skip that university step and then they go straight into teaching.
It's not even like that, it's like you finish at school and during school you did a lot of fighting. And then they're like, would you like to be a teacher and teach maths?
Yeah,
I would. Okay, so we got to assume.
Okay.
Yeah.
Charles Xavier, he hates his kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not hard to assume.
Yeah.
Once more, here we are, you fucks demanding something of me.
Exactly. They've woken him up early. They wanted something while he was shitting. Cyclops was banging on the door and he was like...
I can't feel anything from the waist down. It's harder for me. This
go away, Cyclops. And so he's like, fuck this.
That's it. I don't know why I ever try and copy your voice.
Can't do it. I'm off.
Yeah.
He steps up, starts walking.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, oh.
Yes, that's right. I've been waiting 40 years for this revelation. He goes to his Rolodex. It's just us. Plumbing the Death Star, take over my school. And he gives us the address and his bank details or whatever. So we can get paid.
Yeah. That's why we're doing this, right? For the sweet, cold, hard cash. That's why everyone becomes an educator, yeah?
Well, yeah,
for
the
money.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad to hear we're getting paid for it. I'm just worried that Jackson doesn't know how getting paid works. You know, if someone gives you their bank account and you send them money, that isn't you getting paid.
I'm getting scammed by Professor Xavier. This is a great gig. I just got to send him $500 a month and I get to run the school. How lucky am I? And you two presumably say nothing. No help to me.
Yeah.
We're getting paid $250 a month.
All right, well, then let's take it in turns.
Okay, all right. So the whole idea of having this school for gifted youngsters and whole idea for the ethos of mutants is to kind of get them working, like, you know, with, why are you drinking milk?
Yeah.
Peanut butter flavored.
If you guys can't see at the back, I have a beer, Zamet has a glass of water, and Jackson has the dregs of a bottle of... It's not
is
even
it dead?
That cold.
It's become room temperature. I bought it like an hour ago.
Is that peanut butter flavor?
Yeah, it's peanut butter flavored dare. I was having it with mints earlier.
Just to clarify, he said mints as in like with a T-S.
Not like mints, mate.
Yeah.
Mints and milk, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, mints and milk, still also, Jesus Christ.
Also just, not good, dude.
It just makes it very cold.
Is that good?
Yeah, I like it. I like when it burns to drink. Anyway, go on. Okay, ethos.
So the ethos of the mutants and the, like, Xavier's kind of whole thing is that, you know, we need to kind of, you know, work with humanity.
Sure.
They all kind of want equality. They want to, like, work together. But unfortunately, humanity and America hate mutants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so they're like, damn, we can't work with them. But you know what America love?
What's that?
America love troops.
Oh!
So, if I can wholesale sell this school for gifted teens to the military and make it like a paramilitary school, but working with the current military of the United States that also incorporate humans.
Can you sell a school
to the government? Or I'll just run it and open it up like a military school.
Is it, you gonna, is your kind of idea that you start it like a military school and eventually the military is like, is that our school?
Yeah. Well, the
I
way
think
I'm,
that's
I'm,
our school.
I'm thinking, because again, everyone is scared of people that can shoot lasers out of their eyes.
I sure am, yeah.
And this is a way to be like, well, they're working for us.
Would
and,
I be less scared of Cyclops if he was in a tank?
Yeah. What of eat a tank and military fatigues?
I think if he was in a tank, I would be like, that's superfluous. You know what I mean?
Okay, what about a tank but without the gun?
Yeah, just then it's cool. Just his head.
Yeah.
Ah, no, I love that.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Because I'd be like, what the fuck am I seeing?
Because then we're working with like the military themselves, and then we're going to be like, see, we have all these people, the strategists that know what to do with these mutants have powers, and it's less about infighting America, and we'll just choose a country at random to go to war with. Maybe Canada.
Yeah.
You know?
They've got
Weapon X, Department H, a fucking Sasquatch.
That's true. It's good
Alpha Flight.
The military after the Sasquatch.
Yeah.
I can't stop imagining tanks with various X-Men heads out the top, like Toad's head,
and you think you're
going to get shot, but a big tongue comes out.
Okay. So the Department H, the Canadian shadowy government, they actually went and got a Sasquatch, like a real-life Sasquatch. They saw a family, they were like, they just grabbed one, and they chucked it into their military, right? So, should this be grounds for us to go to war? What do we think?
So
do they steal the Sasquatch from America?
Nah, it was the American Sasquatch. The Canadian Sasquatch. Well,
then,
Canadian Sasquatch.
No, what?
Yes?
What? Hang on.
Yeah?
So, the Canadian military...
Well, the shadowy government, yeah. Alpha Flight, they're...
Sure.
I
don't want to split hairs.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yes.
So they went to a Sasquatch family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a mama Sasquatch, dad a Sasquatch, a teen Sasquatch.
And I'm assuming
they got a teen one.
So they took one of the parent Sasquatches.
I think they took the teen.
Teens, Lieutenant Teen Sasquatch.
And then they definitely took one of them.
So they take the teen Sasquatch.
Yep. Yes.
Then what?
And then they put it in the team of Alpha Flight. And they're like, this is your good friend Walter.
Oh, is this because there was already a guy called Sasquatch who wasn't a Sasquatch?
Yeah.
That they wanted to then...
And they're like, it's Walter, we swear, and they winked.
Why?
Wait! So,
why
this
aren't
is
going to
derail the whole episode.
Don't understand what you missing.
So we have a guy who looks like a Sasquatch, but isn't a Sasquatch, but is a guy.
Yeah,
his
code name is Sasquatch.
He dies?
He disappears somewhere.
He's gone.
We don't know where.
Where's that guy look like a Sasquatch?
And so that the rest of the team don't get spooked, presumably,
they
steal an actual Sasquatch, which I guess they didn't know existed at this point.
They're like, fuck me, an actual Sasquatch. How lucky are we?
Wait, so what's the scenario?
We're missing a guy called Sasquatch.
And then they put him in.
The team,
and just said, this is the same guy as before.
Yeah,
but like, Walter, you have changed.
Yeah, he's gone a bit fuckled, so it's fine.
So was it the situation, was it like, our Sasquatch, the guy is gone, and I'm like, fellow member of Alpha Flight, or whatever, Weapon X, who cares?
Yeah.
That's a problem, and instead of you being like, no, it isn't, who cares? I was like, they'll get scared, we need a real Sasquatch.
Yeah,
okay. The worst part of this whole thing is we're going to clear this giant hurdle and then land firmly in front of a hurdle that is this enough to declare war on a country?
Yeah.
Which is
I've seen the future! I know where this episode goes!
Yeah.
Because...
Okay.
Are you saying it's
Hello,
enough
my fellow Americans. Did you know that the Canadian government are stealing innocent Sasquatches and forcing them into military? No. Come join our Mutant Academy and...
Because if it was that the Alpha Flight had stolen an American Sasquatch.
We're pretty sure that the Sasquatch was in American territory when it happened.
Well, that's kind of...
I lie.
Okay.
But then also your solution to this problem is we're just going to militarize our teens.
Yes.
So you're doing...
Yeah.
I know not what the next war will be fought with, but the war after that will be fought with teens. That's cool.
Powered teens.
As long as they're all in tanks with their heads poking out the top.
Well, the idea is to stop us fighting and killing American mutants, and now we can kill Canadian mutants.
Yeah.
Or Canadian civilians. I don't know why you're splitting hairs. Whatever.
Yeah.
They can defect and join our military. Then we've got to find someone.
That wasn't the question I was going to ask.
Are you also saying that it's going to be like a mutant and human team together?
Yeah. Because for every mutant, I guess we're going to need like a lot of support.
Oh, okay.
And like a lot of support in terms of like, you know, tacticians.
So guys to like massage. Like,
yeah. Like I can't imagine having like, say, using Cyclops, his head just in a tank.
You guys have forgotten the benefits of a tank, but please continue.
Yeah, but if he's constantly like shooting his lasers, that's got to be bad for
your
neck.
How funny would it be if...
Just have like a military masseuse behind him.
I was going to say, how funny would it be if he got kickback every time he shot a like,
fuck! Oh, my skull!
Oh, Jesus Christ!
So then you got to get like a military boy to hold their heads and while that happens.
And aim Cyclops.
Yeah.
And in a tank.
In a tank.
So you got the Cyclops' heads poking at the top. Mm-hmm. You get a guy on top of the tank.
Yeah.
Horrifically exposed.
Yeah. Yes.
As they roll into Montreal, apparently.
And then once we take over that, it's a quick, like, you know, hop and a skip to Russia.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then we can just keep going.
Keep going across the Bering Strait, all the way back down to Australia. Yep. Just do the whole loop.
Yeah. Like, what if we just conquered the world?
Well, we've only focused on Cyclops, which I like.
Well, okay, the other key member of the X-Men.
Colossus, good point.
Okay.
He's big, he's strong.
He's someone you can put in a tank and not worry about.
Why are we putting Colossus in a tank?
That's why are we putting anyone in a tank with their face exposed?
Colossus is a tank, basically.
Dude.
If I punched Cyclops in the guts, he'd go oof.
Yeah. If I punched Colossus?
Yeah, I'd go oof.
That is a distinct...
Yes.
I guess the X-Men can probably be divided into those two categories.
You punch them, oof. I punch you, oof.
Yeah.
Having Colossus, and again, what were the other military people doing? Well, they could be around him, like, you know, giving him a pep talk.
Oh, okay.
His one weakness is self-esteem.
It is! He's a sensitive boy. He's an artist.
We should invade Russia.
No.
Make Cyclops
sad. Pietro, it's going to be okay. They're bad.
Wait. He said it makes Cyclops sad.
No.
Colossus am happy about it. But I can see it upsets Cyclops.
Yeah.
He is my good friend.
And then they're like, when you say Cyclops, do you mean you, Colossus?
Yes.
I miss my homeland.
Seeing Cyclops, Colossus cry would be... It'd be like seeing your dad cry, I think. But couldn't imagine him getting, like, rust stains from the tears. Does he rust?
Let's say yes.
Okay, yes!
Cyclops has to stay inside today. It's raining.
Yeah.
Stop saying Cyclops. I guess Cyclops' glasses might rust if he's out in the rain.
Yeah. No X-Men should be out in the rain.
Well,
like a lot of them are like furry. They just get like matted fur.
Yeah, it's no good.
Not good.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Most of them are capable of catching colds, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
No one should really be out in the rain.
At least wear a scarf or some mittens.
So, you, when you say the mutants, do you mean like Xavier's original five, like Iceman, Jean Grey, or are we opening it up to
literally any mutant that we want? To be honest, every single mutant could be great in terms of. Of like a military position.
So anyone willing to join?
Yeah. Okay, so... And we can like, you know, do sort of like campaigns that are like aimed at younger like mutants or teens, maybe in a lower socioeconomic. You know, what we currently do. You know,
like the real
really...
military.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if that's controversial. It's already happening.
Anyway.
Because again, you got to think about, like, you know, what are the job opportunities for these mutants? We're not going to force them to, but if they did, the benefits.
Yeah.
You're not forcing them. So that actually raises an issue that I think you're going to have, which is that the X-Men turn on you, and really all you're doing is making the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say...
But no one's in your team.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, like, how do the Brotherhood at all, like, are they like, well, we want to do the same thing?
They're like, hey, that's our thing. Fuck you.
Well, what if we team...
So basically, how? You're like, we've got the American military on our side?
Yeah.
You know the things you famously hate, and Magneto grabs all the guns, turns into a ball, and drops it on you.
Well, this is what I'm trying to avoid. Us basically coming to the mutants, sort of like hat in hand, big, like, you're more powerful. Let's just like coexist a bit, because if they thought about it, they'd fuck us up.
He's not wrong.
So, okay.
This is us weaseling into their territory.
When you were imagining Magneto dropping a ball on Zammit, was it a bowling ball?
No, it was all the guns.
I know it was all the guns, but in my mind, he'd made it into a bowling ball.
So the only difference being that there's three holes in it?
Yeah.
And it's very spherical?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good. That's all I wanted. That's all
okay,
I was looking
for. Look, Zammit, you have raised a lot of very interesting points, but if you could just maybe give us your... Let's get a four-point plan here.
4-point plan. Okay. So we open it up to the current military schools and get, like, their educators, because I don't know if we have anyone on staff that'll teach math.
No, I don't think we do. Wolverine can't do sums.
Yeah.
Come on.
So we open it up to some of, like, the joint kind of school there. That's, like, phase one, I guess.
Okay.
Phase two
is open up your mutant school to non-mutants.
Yeah, okay.
That's phase two. So phase one was getting the military, like, educators and kind
of... Oh, okay, I see, okay.
Bring in the military,
open up the school to non-mutants.
Because the thing is, like, again, with a lot of what they do when the military are like, we want to get mutants working with us, they put, like, bombs in the head or a bomb collar.
Yeah.
And then it's like, we're forcing them to. This is like...
You're just giving them the opportunity.
We're giving them the opportunity.
All right, so phase two is bring humans in. Phase three?
Phase three is, like, a start the school.
Okay. So. Phase four is attack Canada.
Phase four... is, I guess, yeah, prepare them to attack our enemies, both in and out of America. And again, when there's a lot of unrest, we have to find an other to fight. And I don't know how well we'd go up against, say, like, the Shia, or...
I am curious.
Namor!
We can fight in the war. With the sea. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool, time.
I'm curious with your 4-point plan of how to run a school that three is open the school.
Yeah, well, run the school.
Run the school.
Run the school, Well, let it kind of run itself. Like, you know. I got the military educators in. They're doing their thing.
What's Zammit doing in this scenario? Zammit's left.
Being a bad man.
I greased some wheels. I started the opportunity to go, and I'm out.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting strategy.
Yeah.
There's no bad ideas in a brainstorm.
Yeah.
Charles comes back. He's like, again, I don't know why I've just put myself in this corner. But this Charles comes back and he's like, Zammit.
Yeah.
Zammit, I got sick. Zammit, my holiday changed my voice, Zammit.
I went to Europe, maybe?
I picked up an accent, Zammit. What has become of my school?
I read too many minds in a different magazine. I think I went to France.
Why have you gone to war with Canada, Zammit?
Is it the accent? What is it? Zammit, I have one question.
Zammit.
Why did you turn my school into
this?
Why
did you do this, Zammit?
Why did you? I go away, I have some cheese and a baguette, and then this happened. You have not made a comment on my
appearance. You gotta do it again! You gotta do it again! To keep the bit living!
Zammit.
Zammit, I then took a trip to Brussels.
No one should be in the rain, Zammit.
No one should be in the rain. Wow, that's amazing. That's really good.
No.
Yeah, okay, anyway.
Okay,
so,
yeah,
he got sick because he was in the rain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Well, give you a limb sip. Yeah. You'll be on your way. All right. Okay.
Okay, well, Zammit's plan, we don't know how it turned out, but.
What I imagine what actually happens there is.
So Xavier comes back. I'm so sorry. The military
what have
run
you done
us
to my school, Zammit.
The military run the school now. We're actually like another force for the military. We've got the army, the navy.
This
space
is my
force.
House.
Yeah, about that.
What have you done?
I don't think.
What am I doing? I loved my trip to Europe.
I know, I can see you really picked up a lot of. Yeah. You picked up a lot of those accents. It's great.
Normally, people go to Europe, they pick up an accent.
Yeah.
Charles Xavier picked up everyone he heard, apparently.
So, yeah, so you're basically like a mutant force.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
No.
No.
Yeah. No, that's quite bad, actually.
Oh, then we went to merry old England, I guess? Yes.
Anyway, yep. Cheerio, pop, pop.
Pop, pop.
Pop, pop, indeed.
Pip, pip, possibly. Pop, pop, Choreo.
Pop, pop, Cheerio. Yeah, yeah. Pomegranate and
attention.
He's an idiot, of course. He didn't listen properly. Yeah.
So I imagine what really happens is Charles Xavier comes back and just turns you inside out.
Oh, that's fair. Like, mind wipes me.
Unzips you.
Okay, military, not a great start. But,
yeah.
Okay, what do we
think? Maybe you got something better.
Yeah, so my plan would simply be, look, the violence side of the school, that's where all the problems come from.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got mutants doing bad stuff because either they can't control their powers, which is not their fault.
Still
or,
bad.
Or, like, I mean, just sending teens into fights is, you know...
A great idea.
I don't know if this is a controversial opinion, but I don't think that's a cool thing to do. I'm kidding, it's sick. basically, what I'm going to do with the mutants is be like, guys, don't worry about the fights.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start an Amish community.
Specifically Amish?
I was gonna
whatever say religion you were before, forget it. We're Amish now. Let's raise a barn.
So no technology.
Well, what about that kid in X-Men 2 whose power it is to turn on and off a TV?
Imagine how happy he'd be if people didn't know that.
Why would he be unhappy if people knew that?
Because then they, oh, okay.
It is embarrassing. No, that's fair.
Can he turn on and off a horse? Like, what can he do?
That's bad because that's turning on and off an existence, I guess.
If you turn off a horse, I don't think you can turn it back on again. It's one and done. He's like, let me try my power. Plink, horse dies. Plink, oh no.
So I guess that power is just killing a horse, huh? It's a useful power.
I guess.
Well. If your job was to kill a lot of horses.
Yeah, well, maybe that is something that would end up inevitably happening, but at least it's not happening in the middle of New York my teens are off, you know, just running a farm.
So it's no technology, yeah?
Well, I meant run a farm before, but then I was like, that sounds boring. And then changed without thinking about the consequences of saying Amish.
Yeah,
I don't know a lot. I'm an ignorant.
Jackson's
know
our expert.
I know
right?
heaps about the Amish.
All right, why is this a bad idea? Is because you seem like to, you seem to think that what I've said is a bad idea, but you haven't said why.
Because they're not Amish. If the X-Men were Amish,
yeah,
that would make sense.
Okay.
Would. I mean, Cyclops's like, glasses I don't think it... be considered a technology.
Do you need also to make wooden glasses for
also
Cyclops?
How using Cerebro is going to be a challenge.
I don't think he's bringing Cerebro.
Cerebro can rot in
He's
hell.
Replacing Cerebro with a horse.
Can the horse sniff out other mutants?
No.
How do you find mutants that are in trouble?
I forgot the rescue part of the program.
Yeah, dude.
You put up signs.
We're
flyers.
Putting up signs of like America wants you.
Well, Dusha could put up signs, come be Amish with me if you are a mutant.
You explode or whatever, it's chill. Come stay on my farm. Oh no, this is less Amish and more like
a cult.
Yeah. So you just made a cult, dude.
And also
So to fill you in, what just happened in my brain there is the moment I finished that sentence where I was like, it's chill, just come live with us. I just had a vision of like the farm on like in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is, you know, Charles Manson.
Yeah.
Just come be Amish, just kill some celebrities, it's no big deal.
We've got white pants, white shirt, grow your hair long.
Here's a question I have for you, Dusha. Yeah. Are you Amish?
Yeah.
Me, personally, no.
But I mean, if you do this, are you going to become Amish? Or are you just expecting the mutants to be armed? And they're like, why do you get to go into town and I have to till a field?
But, and what happened, you know, because again, when do the Amish go out? What at what
to
age?
To get stuff? Oh, you mean Rumspringer?
Rumspringer, yeah. At what age
18,
is that?
I think.
18,
yeah.
Okay, so 18 is usually, I mean...
So been... basically what I've done.
Yeah.
Oppressed teens for like 6 months.
Yep.
Then these same teens that have what could definitely be seen as dangerous abilities.
Uh-huh.
And then setting them loose in the city to celebrate.
Yeah. Because generally when they go to Xavier's, they learn how to control their powers.
Yeah.
That's what the danger room is. You know, that high-tech technology.
Is your version of the danger room just like a little field with a bull in it?
Yeah.
Test out your powers, Wolverine.
Yeah.
I'm just going to kill this bull, bro.
Yeah. Colossus is there about to fight a bull. The bull hits him. The bull's like, ooh, oof.
Ah, you're the one of the bull gets
the bull is sad. It didn't make Cyclops sad.
Yeah, Cyclops is sad. Good. He hurt the bull. Colossus, you hurt the bull.
Are you sad, Colossus?
No, Cyclops is crying.
Cyclops is very unhappy.
Cyclops is just like, no, I don't care.
No, poor Cyclops. This poor bull.
That's if you're trying to recreate everything in the X-Mansion here on Joel Dusha's Amish farm.
Yeah, yeah.
What about real Amish people? How do they feel about this? You're just pretending to be or you're legitimately Amish now.
Yeah, but then I guess if I leave, which is, I guess, what was implied,
yeah,
then it doesn't matter how legitimate it is, it still seems...
You like... still started a cult, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
A farm cult, that's never, again, I was going to say it's never hurt anyone, but we just spoke about Charles Mears.
Once again, are they good at running a farm?
Yeah.
How?
Is it hard?
Better question. Are you good at running a farm?
Okay, you need to run a farm. Let's say you have to milk a cow. Who are you sending?
I've milked a cow before.
All right, so you're doing myself. It. So you're doing it. Okay, so what, Colossus, Kitty Pryde, they're just watching you?
I'll teach them how to milk a cow.
All right. Cool.
I mean, it's a good way of like, you know, like...
I just feel that with some of those mutants who don't know the power of their own strength...
They're going to rip the udder off, dude.
Like Colossus with
and
his
steel
fingers.
And then that blinking guy's going to have to kill the cow.
Not
TV kid, I have a name. You got to turn off this cow.
I don't want to see a cow murdered by getting its udders ripped off.
Well, you won't. You'll see it... die because it gets turned off.
Much better, I guess.
Well, do you know how to till a field?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Do you know how to breed animals?
No. Oh, they could figure that out themselves, presumably. The animals, not the X-Men, obviously.
It's also funny to imagine. You figure it out, I'll be in the farm. I'll be in the farmhouse watching TV.
Yeah, Professor Dusha, a bunch of cows have broken into the danger bull.
I told you they'd figure it out. Sounds like I'm doing pretty good, even though I'm not doing anything.
Are you then selling... What kind of a farm is it?
Yeah.
You got cows, a bull. Is it a dairy farm? You're milking the cows.
I am milking
mutant
the cows.
Milk.
Yeah.
Don't call it that.
What did they do to it?
Joel Dusha's mutant milk.
Are the cows mutants?
No. The advertising will say that. But come by Joel Dusha's mutant milk. It's from cows. They're fine.
Did you say become by Joel Dusha?
Become by.
What the fuck does this milk say? Become by Joel Dusha's mountain milk?
Yeah.
What am I reading?
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Voluma XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's got people talking about it, so advertising is working.
So when you're inevitably bankrupt.
Yeah. It's not expensive to run a farm.
Also, where are you running this farm?
Are you leveling the X-Mansion?
Well, they've got... I'm not leveling it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh.
There is a lot of space there, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a mansion and there's like a basketball court.
Yeah.
You okay, could do so it we're a basketball
have to
court.
Go rural.
Yeah.
Rural.
Yeah. You're taking the mutants out into the wilderness.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it has to be flat, I guess, because otherwise I can't run a farm.
Is that what? True?
Not flat, I mean, not forest, not the wilderness. When I think wilderness, I think forest.
It's so good to imagine you've got a list that you're like, this is what we need. Flat ground, two cows, one bull.
Fence.
That's enough. What are we farming? Milk.
Become gold douches.
How many... How many mutants are there to milk the cow?
He's only got two.
You need I got
maximum two
cows.
Two mutants. And the kid who can turn off cows. That's all you're going to require. Everyone else, you're laid off. This isn't a job.
Well, I came here, like, I shoot lasers from my eyes. I need help with this.
I guess you could get Cyclops to just, like, up a field if you wanted to start growing crops.
I feel like that's going to result in scorched earth rather than anything.
Why is nothing growing? Cyclops could till a field, treat him like a workhorse, I guess.
I feel like that Wolverine probably could,
Colossus?
For sure.
Yeah,
Colossus?
Yeah.
Once more, no. You mean Colossus?
Because Cyclops is mostly just a guy that's...
But he's strong, right?
Yeah, but so are all of the X-Men, basically.
Yeah.
Then, is there a weak X-Man? Toad. Like, he couldn't fucking... He couldn't till a farm, but also not my problem.
Well, I think the reason why all the X-Men are strong is because they've got that danger room to work out in.
Here we've got
the danger ball, which is most, I guess, cardio.
Yeah, yeah.
Strong legs.
Strong legs. True. And a gourd belly.
No better way to toughen up your abs than getting hit by a bull in them. That's a good workout, yeah.
Sir, my guts hurt. It's probably from all those ball hits. I'll make you strong, though. You can take a punch.
Do we need that? Are we still fighting the bad mutants?
That is a good point.
Yeah. Like
I guess you don't need that, no.
So but why do we need it? The bull?
Yeah.
I guess for breeding.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I guess.
It sounds to me like you didn't think this through.
It sounds to me like I was like, I just want to remove them from danger. And
I guess.
Yeah.
But then didn't think about the fact that they're only in danger sometimes for the greater good of the mutants.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've removed that.
Yeah. You've made them sloppy.
Yep.
And then you put them all in the one place for the bad mutants to come in and... annihilate them.
But they're probably not expecting to have to fight a bull as well.
And there's nothing Magneto can do about a bull.
Bull is...
No, old, part of no, this yeah. bull is made of metal!
A bull could kill an old man so easy.
Look, a bull could kill a lot of things real easy.
Yeah. I don't think any of us here today could kill a bull. I could with a knife.
I'm not going to make that claim.
I could kill a bull. No, I could kill a bull.
Is the bull just like standing still?
It's me,
or is it,
and there's a bull
you?
In a field.
You're wearing red, which is perfect.
And I'm saying, come get me, bull. And I have a knife. I could kill a bull.
Nah. I'm betting on the bull.
Very unpleasant to think about. You're getting gored, that's for sure.
But the bull also is dying.
I guess we didn't say you have to survive the experience.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm dead. So I'm taking the bull with me as we go to glorious Valhalla.
Wait, why is the bull going up and I'm going down?
Yeah. The bull went to heaven. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
I think maybe, JD, you've done a bad job.
Yeah. Well, look, it's fine. Yeah. And both of your ideas have been fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's okay. But what about, you've put too much work in. Okay.
I'm just trying to think, like, what would Charles, like, when he comes back, I think he would probably be stoked.
Why?
Got a farm?
Well, first off, this isn't a farm. This is a bunch of dirt that you've ruined with Cyclops' eyebeats. It's like salting the earth, but worse. Yeah.
You're tarnishing the mutant name by releasing mutant milk.
Yes, I feel they hate us a bit more.
Nobody wants to drink.
Also, you
really, Jackson? If you found out there was a
I'd drink it, but I'm a freak, dude. So,
it's only gotten warmer.
I'll finish it soon. Don't worry.
You probably should.
Yeah,
then we can see how wrong you drink.
You've got a lot of dead cows on your hands, and you're not a beef farm.
Most of the mutants are doing nothing, so you've made them sloppy.
They're gored.
Yeah,
is that good?
Are they taking a punch?
I mean,
are you going to punch them to show them how well it did?
Yeah. You've done a bad job. I'm mind wiping you and going away.
Yeah. You're getting unzippered as well.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck.
Sorry.
I was like, if I've walked away from this little mind wipe, I'm on top.
No, you look down and there's a zip here, and you're like, that wasn't there before, and then Charles Xavier unzips you. What a way to go. You've both put in too much effort.
Okay.
You've got a whole school.
Yep.
And you got a bunch of magic teens.
Uh-huh.
Sell them to the mafia. Mm-hmm. Make a cool profit. You're out of there. And now the mob runs the X-Men. And you don't have to worry about it. Unless it gets traced back to you, then you go to jail.
I'm fairly certain, depending which mutants you sell, they now run the mob.
Yeah, who are you selling?
All of them.
Mob
bus, shake hands, the Don, at the front of the X Academy. Yeah.
The Don is human?
Yeah, he's a guy.
Oh, he's getting gutted.
Why?
It's just like, if you run in the mob and you're going to ask the X-Men who are...
I go like a knock on the door, knock, knock to all the X-Men. Hey, change of people in charge. You're in the mob now. Organized crime. And then I get in my car, I'm out of there.
Cyclops open road. Your car with the
optic
beam.
Why is he mad? They're going to make more money this way. Hustling.
So, Jackson, I think you've forgotten that they've already made the choice to not do bad things because the Brotherhood's right there
and
would take them.
Shades of grey.
The mob is a shade of grey.
Yeah. Well, the X-Men can pick...
Well, I guess they're job creating.
Exactly.
So.
They're hustling at pool now. They're bootlegging. They're smuggling.
Smuggling what?
Yeah, smuggling
whatever needs to be smuggled, baby.
Name one thing that needs to be smuggled that any of the X-Men would be fine with.
Guns. Here's how you do it. You get a tiny handgun. You make Colossus swallow it. He goes through the thing at the airport. He beeps. He's like, sorry, I'm made of metal. And they're like, fair enough. And off he goes.
And then he shits out a gun.
But then he powers down and he's not metal. And then he's got a gun in his guts.
Yeah, well, that's why it's a little gun.
So then what? Who needs a little gun?
Some people might.
Who?
How small is this gun?
It's tiny. gun.
Like a one shot.
Yeah, look, it's got one bullet.
So the gun that you keep gesturing is about the size of a bullet.
Yeah.
Like
it's
a pea
shooter. Big. It's tiny.
So that for who?
Whoever needs a little gun.
Can you just show
what
me
do you mean for who?
How are you going to shoot that little gun? Thumb don't fit. Or finger don't fit.
What? Pinky, and you just do it with your pinky.
Like that?
Yeah. Do.
What? Why would you need a little gun if you have a big Colossus on your side?
Well,
Because Colossus maybe doesn't want to kill people.
Well, yeah, so it makes Cyclops sad, I understand.
So he's going to...
Very aware.
So instead...
So he's like, okay, I don't want to kill people, but I'll happily smuggle little guns to kill people.
Yeah, well, he's taking a step back, yeah, from the process. And it's got to be a little gun because he couldn't swallow a big gun.
Okay, so instead, what about, hey, you've got someone like a Jean Grey who can mind wipe or mind control people, who can just like telekinetically pick up a crate of guns and then be like, hey, don't worry about it.
Well, she's doing that too.
Okay, then why you need to...
I was actually going to get her... I was going to get her hustling a pool.
I just like
just does a bad job and she's like, I won.
Sitting directly in front of you that just shook their head when you opened your mouth.
Why?
I saw it. You went, we'll do both. And they just sat in the front row and went...
Why?
It's so sad. He's that stupid.
I mean,
I'm not going to gesture to them directly, but they know.
I mean, if you're going to use them for mob purposes, mm-hmm. at least have Colossus as a bouncer or like as
well,
a heavy.
Well, he can do that too. I'm just.
What do you mean two? Why are you so hell bound on smuggling a tiny gun?
He does that. Okay, say he's going somewhere else, another country.
Yep.
He smuggles the little gun across. He goes to Ebony's
little
gun.
They have their own plane. Why do they go through the airport?
So he's not
shooting. They have a plane.
It's less suspicious this way.
What?
He arrives at the other mob boss. He says, I have your gun for you. The little gun falls out. Ting, ting, ting. He's like, thank you, Colossus. Colossus then goes, and he's a bouncer somewhere in that other country.
How much money do you think you get for smuggling a little gun that you've regurgitated?
Well, I don't need to worry about it because I got the money from the mob at the beginning.
But surely the cost of the plane ticket alone is not worth
That's
it.
That's the mob's problem, dude, not mine.
How long do you think it is before the mob come knocking on your door with lots of guns?
And I'm like, you made a bad investment. Don't take it out on me.
You get halfway through the sentence.
Yes, the mob, famously for being like, you're right. You're fucking right. Fair call, Jackson. Oh, shit.
We said anything.
Yeah. You promised a lot of things, didn't deliver, but silly goose me. Off you go.
Does it still count as getting whacked if I'm not in the mob?
Well, you get whacked
just
by
murder?
The mob.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was only into mob whacking.
Pretty sure I don't get whacked.
Yeah.
You couldn't whack someone.
No, but I could get whacked.
Yeah, you could get whacked.
I probably will.
You could get whacked by the mob, but you couldn't whack the
How many
mob?
People would honestly be surprised if they were like, yeah, Joel Dusher isn't here today. He got killed by the whacked by the mob. I'm like, well, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I don't know what he did, but...
That checks out.
Yeah, no, let's check out.
Photo of you, grainy photo of you with whacked stamped on it. It's good to imagine the X-Men Days of Future Past. Wolverine with whacked across all of the mutants.
Whacked, presumed whacked.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think the X-Men would be useful for doing crimes, and the mob might want that.
Yeah, like, and I'm also still... like Wolverine would be great to like throw into a lake.
Yeah, exactly.
He's heavy, just way down.
So you're imagining instead of concrete shoes to
you just throw Wolverine.
Yeah.
What?
No, man. This is an image. Yeah. Like, you cement his, like, legs a bit, and then you push him in.
Oh, wait, so why are we killing Wolverine? I was imagining you want to kill someone else.
What message? You don't kill your own guy to send a message for no reason.
I think if anyone's going to kill me if I'm, like, working with the mob, it's going to be Wolverine.
So I'm getting the message sent
the
by
them.
The
guy who rides a motorbike and smokes cigars, you think he's going to be a problem with the mob?
Yes. I think is
Cyclops, the man that's like so fucking good that he left.
Are you saying that the mob come to me and they say we threw Wolverine in a lake? Don't fuck with us.
No, I'm saying you could do that as it.
So I'm like, hey, I know I sold you, but it was a bum deal. But I threw Wolverine in a lake, and the mob are like. What?
Well,
what's this got to do with us?
How are you getting all the mutants to go in line with you to go with the mob?
That's not... What are you talking about?
Okay,
I own the school now. Therefore, I'm in charge of all the mutants. Therefore, I call up the Don. Hey, Don, it's Jackson Bailey. Yeah, your good friend. From childhood.
We grew up together in Little Italy.
Yeah. From the old country.
Yeah.
That's right, Don. You'd do anything for me, I know.
Okay.
I'm calling in that favor,
exactly,
Don.
Exactly. Right. From when I saved your life when we were both 15 at the canal.
Okay. You're calling in the favor.
And then the Don's like, what's the favor? And I'm like, buy this school of me.
So they buy the
school. And he's like, that's not really a favor, Jackson. That's a transaction, but okay, I'll do it.
So they buy the school.
And then I wash my hands of it.
So they just, but they own a school now.
They own the school and they're in charge of the mutants.
Uh-huh, and they do nothing with them.
No, they send Cyclops across the, with the little guy.
Colossus?
Once again?
I mean Colossus. Sending Cyclops through border security with a little gun in his stomach would do nothing. He'd just get very sick.
So now the mob own the school.
Yeah.
How are they getting the mutants to do their
it's
work?
It's not my problem. It's the mafia's problem now.
Is this a way to get rid of the mafia?
No, I'm good friends with the Don. We grew
because
up together
the
in Little Italy.
Are getting them. The moral compass of the X-Men has never been questionable.
The mob. So your step... Okay, so we went through Zaman's four-step program, and yeah. I'm glad we skipped over mine, and we're not going to go back to it. But
why
yours is sell the school to the mob.
No more steps.
The mob might have some four-step plan to get it working, but it's of no concern to me.
Oh, no, so yours is sell the mob. Who cares? Kill Wolverine.
Yeah, some point later on, be like...
Throw Wolverine in the lake.
Yeah, I should send a message to my childhood best friend, the Don.
I just think
he's... And he's like, Jackson, my boy! It's heartbreaking.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Sad.
I'm sad about it too, but it's got to be done.
Wolverine could, you know, just swim
just
out.
Walk.
Walk out.
So I got to tie his legs up. Yeah. Nah, he's got knives.
Well, I initially thought what Zaman meant
Wolverine
was...
Wolverine drown?
I don't know, dude.
Anyone know? Can Wolverine drown?
It depends on who's writing.
Let me tell you, it might depend on who's writing, but I've never seen so many people shake their head at me.
Look. Yeah, he has regenerated from like a single like red blood
cell. I was
cell.
Looking over there, and a guy over here shook his head, and I saw it. That's how big the head shake was. Yeah. Someone's raising their hand. What's going on? Look. What? You got my attention? What? So,
yeah, he's had his
dude head. Literally had his head cut off and
that's
he lived.
That's different to drowning. To be fair.
That is true.
I thought you were saying that instead of concrete shoes, we get Wolverine to wrap around the legs of a guy we hate.
That
and
is
then
also good.
We push him in the lake.
Why not just stab them?
Well, I don't know. It's Zaman's plan, dude.
I'm just like... It'd be
it
cool.
Apparently sends a better message this way. And then Wolverine, eventually, when he's sure the guy's dead, he swims back up out the lake.
It would confuse the police because you'd be like, well, Wolverine killed this man, but there's no stab wounds.
Yeah. It is crazy.
Wait, why did the police think Wolverine did it?
Well, they don't because there's no stab wounds.
So
we're scot-free.
But
look, if you're a mutant...
Wolverine killed this man, but there's no stab wounds. Why do you think it was Wolverine? I don't. Why would you say that?
Well, exactly. So he got off scot-free. Yeah. Because if you have a drowned victim, you're not going to go with
I'm
the
guy. I'm not going to think of Wolverine.
Exactly.
But
it's
I will,
a perfect crime.
I will think of the mob who did do the crime. But again, it's not my problem.
You're reading about the newspaper. Sucked in.
I just feel the step of getting the X-Men.
Look, you'll probably filter out some of the X-Men that are too good.
All of them.
Okay.
Really? Every single
you'll be left
one.
With some, no. Surely.
Give me
two. Six.
Colossus.
No. No.
Is it just because you like to think of a big metal guy?
Because we need a guy to put the little gun
no.
in.
That doesn't mean
I'm
he'll do it.
I'm fairly certain in his history, like the Russian mob controlled
well,
him for a
the
fair
That's the Russian
kid.
Mob. That's
and
different.
And so I don't think he'd like it as willingly unless you like kidnapped his sister.
Well,
or
maybe
something
he
like that,
can join
or...
this mob so that he can take on the Russian mob.
He can do that without
so,
that mob.
Sorry, does anyone familiar with the Punisher?
Yeah.
And he hates the mob, mm-hmm. right?
Sure.
And he shoots them with guns,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because I'm not super big on Punisher. I just want to double check. And the person that sold the X-Men to the mob probably pop up on Frank Castle's radar, right?
Hopefully.
You saying that I'm going to get Frank Castle at
some
point?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that scene in the movie, the only scene I remember, I'm not even sure if I've seen the movie, where he kills a guy with a pinball machine? That'd be you.
I imagine he just grabs me by my hair and cracks me like a whip. And it snaps my neck and I die that way. He grabs me by the top of my head and I'm like, what's about to happen? Snap!
That being your last words is very on brand. What's about to happen?
Crack! Dead. Like a piece of washing, you got to flap in the breeze. Yeah. Well, that's unfair.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this is one of those crimes you're like, oh, just. I feel it's just not. I mean, think about some other kind of ideas to do with the X-Men. Mm-hmm. Like, what about a Fight Club?
Yeah, I mean, sure, but I know the mob, so. Like, if I'm friends with the Don, I might as well, and I get that favor at the call.
I just think you're gonna get, like, schnicked in the head and you're gonna wipe out the mob.
No, but I got the mob on my side.
Yeah, but how? Okay. You're not there.
Okay, right. I'm out.
Okay, it's the mob versus the X-Men.
Well, that's gonna suck. Yeah, but.
I mean, then, like, so then, when the X-Men win,
yeah.
What do you think their next step's going to be?
Well, I've got mob connections, so I just, you know,
but
disappear
on it. But the mob just lost.
All the mob! The X-Men killed the entire Italian mafia. You're going to tell me I can't call in a favor and get a new name? They'll come to me, Jackson Bailey, you the man who sold the X-Men? No, my name's Dave Grohl. I don't know who Jackson Bailey is.
You've got Wolverine who can just smell you like from half a continent away. You also have telepaths.
Yeah, well, I think Dave Grohl's thoughts.
Which are?
I don't know. I've not gone through the training to become Dave Grohl yet.
It's cool I'm in Foo Fighters. It's sad that guy I know died.
That's what I'm thinking. And then Jean Grey's like, well, those are the thoughts of Dave Grohl.
But then she's like, oh my God, there's a second Dave Grohl.
Then they don't know which one to kill. They kill the real Dave Grohl, think job's done, I'm out of there.
Or they... They also know what you look like.
I get plastic surgery, dude.
To look like Dave,
to look like Dave Grohl. Dude, I'm not an idiot. I'm not a moron.
What about
when... Can the mafia do this?
My connections? With my connections, yes.
To the mob, okay.
Foo Fighters are a very, very active live band.
Well, yeah, the mob kill the real Dave Grohl, and I take over his life.
No, because
okay. All right.
For that to happen.
Are you good at the drums?
No, we do it like, you know, I'm not really playing. It's a track.
Yeah, so you mime it.
That's great news also because Dave Grohl plays guitar and sings.
Well, as I'm playing the guitar, drums are playing in the background. Bam, 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 bam. Something's wrong with my guitar, guys. I am Dave Grohl.
Yeah. I loved your cameo in The Muppets.
Yeah, thanks, man.
It's good.
Yeah, well, that was the real Dave Grohl, not me. But I will become...
Oh, so you just say that? You just tell people that?
Hey, guys, it's good to be fronting Foo Fighters tonight.
I'm not the real Dave Grohl. I'm running away from meetings.
Remember, everybody, I'm not the new Dave. I'm not the real Dave Grohl. 1, 2, 3, 4. Then we just get into it. Yeah. That's how I open every show.
Everybody shush. Don't tell the X-Men.
Yeah. So how do we think I did?
Flawless.
Flawless.
You killed Dave Grohl, though.
Well, the mafia killed Dave Grohl. You could say I got Dave Grohl killed. That might be more accurate, yeah.
So your four-step situation now, all of a
it's
sudden...
It's got more than
become,
four, dude.
I reckon I can do it in four.
Okay.
Sell the X-Men to the mob.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Shake all responsibility.
Uh-huh.
Realize...
that's not a feasible thing to do. Become Dave Grohl. Yeah, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
And Dave Grohl lives a pretty good life, presumably. So I'm sorted.
Yeah.
Okay.
So are you gonna live?
Am I gonna live Dave Grohl's life? Yes.
So what about his family? And
well,
stuff?
They don't. They don't, I'm the new dad. Yeah.
So
they'll know.
Well, no. Well, they've got to be in on it. I'm your new dad, but not really.
I got your dad killed. It's fine.
No kid wants to hear that. No kid's ready for that.
That's a very brave statement. Yeah. No kid wants to hear, I killed your dad, but it's fine. I'm new dad now.
So the willingness of strangers in your mind.
Yeah.
I just feel you're asking a lot of A, the mafia, and B, Dave Grohl's family.
Well, maybe...
I don't know who you're asking more of right now.
And the rest of the members of the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Taylor Hawkins.
Del Cop. I'll have to learn the names too, dude.
What's your new one? Oh, you're all, I guess your wife's name.
Yeah, you know? Oh, I do. I'll have okay. The mob will figure. They'll give me a dossier that I can read that'll tell me about Dave Grohl's life. Or I can just Wikipedia
unless, or whatever. Unless they give it to you in comic book form, I don't think you're going to read it.
Unless it's a comic book inside bubblegum. Yeah. I'm not gonna read it, yeah. I'll wing it. It'll be fine.
All right. So all of us have had some incredible
really good
ideas.
Suggestions,
some of the best ways to run. And maybe it was, in fact, a competition.
Okay.
And maybe, just maybe, Charles Xavier has come back and be like, boys, I cannot decide.
Last in Transylvania, I was bitten by a vampire.
I cannot decide who ran my school the best.
Yeah. Okay. Arnie swinging by Dracula. All right. Yeah, that's
good. I don't know how to do any...
No. But
it's crazy
try.
Because I remember a point like 3 years ago where you nailed it. Where'd it go?
To the ether.
Who can say?
To heaven. Yeah. All my good thoughts go. So,
yeah.
Should we ask the audience?
Yeah, I think so.
So, I don't know if any of you have seen us live before. Often when we get you to vote, we have the famous one clap method where everyone gets to clap once to vote for the thing they want. But we've scrapped that. It's a new era.
New year, new us, new me.
So basically what we're going to do is we're going to go to Zaman, and then if you think his idea was the best, you're going to boo. Mm. And then we're going to go to me, because I went second, and we're going to, if you think my idea was best, you're going to boo.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go to Jackson, and if you think his idea was best, it wasn't.
Yeah. I know, like the instinct is going to be to boo Jackson, and I get it. But that means you're voting for him.
Yeah. It's tricky. It's a complicated little
You only get one boo. And if I see someone booing all of our ideas, I will point you out and be very disappointed.
Yeah.
That goes for this side too. I know I haven't looked over here much, but you're very close to me. So.
Let's begin.
Everyone understands the rules. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Do you want to get a practice boo?
Yeah, let's get a practice boo out.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, that's good. That's a good feeling.
It feels very earned.
Yeah. It's invigorating,
it
I think.
It's empowering.
Yeah. All right, so Joel Zemmett's I can't even say it.
Pelican Military School. Who are you going with?
Yeah.
Paramilitary
School. Parrot. Okay, we'll get definitely a bird thing.
Yeah, parrot.
Parrot.
Para.
Para.
Oh, wait.
No, it's paramilitary.
Yeah, I was right. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sad about no birds now, but all right.
3, 2, 1.
All right, that's
got a lot of booze from the wings.
Yeah.
Got a lot of gels up.
Like
front-facing booze.
All right, and then my farm / cult / Amish community.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, a lot of booing there.
Yeah. Again. Felt earned. And then finally, and I have noticed a lot of boos have come from this side and that side, so I'm going to be paying a lot of attention to this next one, because I feel like some of you are sneaking extra votes.
Sneaking extra boos.
They're like, finally, it's my chance. That's all I've wanted for years. All right. Jackson selling the X-Men to the mob. Selling the X-Men to the mob.
Getting rid of the mob and becoming Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, is like a pretty good plan, but that...
Yeah, so selling
the X-Men to the mob.
Yeah.
Trying to kill Wolverine.
Yeah.
Get Colossus to smuggle Tiny Gun.
Yeah.
Get the mob killed, become Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
All right, 3, 2, 1. I think you got it.
Yeah, I think that's... I think people know a good idea when they see it.
Yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel.
And we've been plumbing the Death Star, and usually we don't have an extra pot after this, but no one did anything, so I'm just going to keep filling the air.
Hell yeah.
Thank you so much, everyone, for coming.
Mom
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.